Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Morning Yankee Show. It is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. We're now 12 days away from the MLB trade deadline. We got more rumors to discuss. And obviously today, by the thumbnail you can tell, is going to be heavily centered around Mason Miller, which is a guy the Yankees should pursue. Even though the bullpen ERA is really good, Mason Miller would change the entire way the Yankees can win games in the postseason. Elite starter to Bednar to Miller. Game over. We win. The Yankees win. Let's get right into it, yo. Click like on the stream if you have not already. The report that we're really going to build off here with or jump off with is Jeff Passan yesterday on the Pat McAfee show. You know, there's been a lot of debate whether or not Mason Miller would even be available in a trade. And that was brought up to Passan yesterday, and here's what he said.
Mason Miller is definitely available. Now, does that mean that at the end of the day, Jay Preller, who's one of the most prolific traders of all executives in baseball, is going to flip him just a year after acquiring him for Leo DeVries, who's one of the best prospects in baseball? Not necessarily. But the Padres need, it's not prospects, the Padres need major league ready starting pitching.
And that's good news for us because we have that. Now, as for the need that we just talked about very quickly, the Yankees bullpen, do we honestly believe it's as good as it's been? Now, I understand the MLB best 309 ERA. And credit to the Yankees because they have turned themselves into a team for years now that can take guys from the scrap heap and make them very viable, if not elite relievers. And to a degree, they've done that again. I was very down on this bullpen for majority of the offseason, as Yankee fans were. I'm not all of a sudden, though, going to pretend that this is a bullpen I want to go into October with. Is it a need to go out and get Mason Miller? Not necessarily. However, he's so good that you just simply go out and do it. And what I thought was also pretty interesting was, and we're going to get into a potential return here for San Diego, the fact that they're looking for starting pitching really does benefit us if we want to get this deal done. I want to play one more soundbite from Boone on Talking Yanks yesterday. I think this has Mason Miller all over it. You'll hear it, but Jimmy asked Boone pretty much like, yo, is there a certain guy that if Cashman said we got him, you would automatically think who it is? Take a listen.
If Cashman calls you right after this show and you say, what's up, Cash? And he says, deal's done, we got him. Who's he talking about?
I don't know.
You wouldn't know? You would have no like inkling, no guess?
Well, if he said that to me, we got him.
Yeah.
I would think somebody because there's somebody that I really
okay,
like,
so there is a name. There is like a... There's a guy out there.
Fantastic question by Jimmy, by the way. Dude, I think that's got Mason Miller all over it. I think Boone wants Miller bad, and I want Miller bad. Now, obviously, there's multiple needs here to address, and catcher is likely going to be the most assumable acquisition the Yankees make this trade deadline. It's catcher. It's some sort of relief help, Miller or not. And then, ideally, a separate conversation here, but we'll continue to talk about it, an extra bat. Ideally, they get two bats, not just the one. But today, to focus on Mason Miller, make sure we all understand how dominant this guy is. Not going to turn this into a stats digestion or nothing, but it's pretty simple and straightforward. 78 strikeouts and 41 and two-thirds innings pitched, 0.86 ERA, 0.86 whip. He's not just a dominant closer. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and it's about shortening games in the postseason to where, think about it, our postseason staff, whatever order, Cam, Fried, Cole, Rodon, more often than not, let's just say we'll put Rodon to the Sox. I know a lot of people aren't that high on him, whatever. You truly could have many games in the postseason where you just go elite starter to Bednar to Miller. And then in between that, you still have Fernando Cruz. You still have Brent Hedrick, who's been one of the best lefty relievers in baseball. Paul Blackburn as well. All of a sudden, if you were to acquire Mason Miller, which I acknowledge is not a need for this team, outside of, I don't know, some ridiculous trade that's never going to happen, but this is interesting because it actually is a possibility. There's not many deals, if any, that are realistic out there that would have you more confident going into the playoffs than if we were to get Mason Miller because of how much it would just shorten the game. So trust me, I understand we do not need to go out and get a closer. Bednar has been great, and I would not worry about Bednar and the idea of taking him out of the closer role. Would Miller be the closer, like, officially? Yes, he would be, but more so it's just about stacking elite arms, and we'd be stacking the most elite arm possible if you add Miller to this bullpen, which then we can celebrate even more the fact of, yo, what we have right now is a nice foundation laid of a very solid bullpen that Cashman has created, to be fair. You add Miller on top of that with this starting rotation, all of a sudden, and still assuming we're adding a catcher so the offense will improve, Judge is supposed to come back. If you're worried about the postseason struggles offensively, well, we may not have to score all that many runs to win games in October. And what do, like, you know, the old heads who do know ball, a good amount of them, always say, pitching wins in the postseason. Well, let's not throw that mindset to the side all of a sudden, because acquiring Miller, you look at the Yankee staff overall with the rotation, and the bullpen's been pretty solid. At that point, you might surpass the Dodgers for the best pitching staff come October. So again, like, I got to keep mentioning the fact that I acknowledge it's not a need. It 100% is not a need. The Yankees don't need a closer. They do got to get some sort of relief options, but Miller's beyond just like acquiring another reliever or acquiring a really good closer. You'd be acquiring one of the best pitchers in baseball. Now, the return, obviously, we would have to enter some cash god territory here, because the Padres acquired Miller last year, and as Passan put it, you know, they don't necessarily, or they're not looking to flip him after last year giving up so much for what at the time was 4 years of control, or 3.5 years of control. You'd have him for, let me double check on this. I should have had this ready to go, but I believe Miller is under control for another 3 years after this. There's so many different players that we're looking at here, and I just want to make sure I have it right. Okay, so the Padres at the time acquired him for 4.5 years of control. Right now, he has the rest of this year, then 3 more years afterwards. So in regards to a potential return here, obviously, Passan mentioned that the Padres would need starting pitching. The Mariners, he did also mention as a viable suitor as well, because they also have you know, a lot of young Elmbieri starting pitching. But just keeping it centered here to us and why this deal is possible, Lombard is not on the table. If this deal involves Lombard, and it has to, where the Padres are saying, you're not getting him unless you give us Lombard, it's not happening. So we can acknowledge that right now. But they still have the capital to get this done, Lombard aside. And that is because starting pitching, young MLB-ready starting pitching, we have a boatload of that. Now, I think by default, you would be seeing Will Warren go back in this deal. He wouldn't headline it, because I know, trust me, Padres fans, if they're listening to this, are already going to get on me and say, we're not giving up Mason Miller for Will Warren. It's about the quantity of MLB-ready starting pitching that the Yankees can send back. And you would have to depart. You would have to part ways with Carlos LeGrande, the Yankees' number two prospect, their top pitching prospect, who I know is hurt right now. He's expected to come back at some point end of the season. But LeGrande would have to go. Warren would have to go. Elmer Rodriguez, I think, would have to go. Yankees also have a plethora of starting pitching prospects, some that are on the fringe of the big league staff, some that are just, you know, on the younger side, probably a few years away, but keeping it to major league starting pitching. And think about if you were to want to throw in a little bit of offense for the Padres as well to sweeten the deal. Again, not the headliner. The headliner here would essentially be like, name one on the breaking news tweet if they were ever to acquire Mason Miller, which we'll find out in the next couple weeks, would probably be Carlos LeGrande. I think you go LeGrande, you go Will Warren. I think you probably would have to include Elmer Rodriguez as well, to be honest. And this just goes back to my initial trade package, which if you listen to the show every day, you know what it is. I would also be down to include Jason Dominguez in that deal, because the Padres are always looking for offense. My four-man return to San Diego for Mason Miller, I think it's quite respectable, would be LeGrande, Warren, Elmer Rodriguez, and Jason Dominguez. I mean, that's a massive package to the point where some may say, Dan, you're crazy. Listen, I mean, fair enough, I suppose. But just understand the increase in likelihood of us finally winning 28 if we were to acquire Miller, how simple it would be to win postseason games. And that's what this is all about. And it doesn't mean to ignore the lineup. You still have to go out and get a catcher. But while I'm very nervous to a degree about them not just adding one bat, but the second bat is really what I'm concerned about. I think they very well will add a catcher, no doubt. So we'll get one bat in here. Will they add two bats is more so my question. I still want that regardless. But if they were to acquire Miller along with Ryan Jeffers, you give me that floor of those two. And I still want Shea Langeliers, but I think the floor here is, at the minimum, I think we'll get Ryan Jeffers. So let's just stick with that. You just tell me right now, this deadline will consist of Miller and Ryan Jeffers. I would like another trade or two on top of that, but you just give me that, those two right there, and tell me that right now. I am sleeping sound at night, because come the postseason, we'll have our best chance in the Judge era. Make no mistake. Would it cost a lot? Yes. And this is a thing where Yankees would have to change their philosophy a little bit, where you're truly going in and saying, we have to win this year. Let's go all in. They've been a little bit too obsessed with sustainability lately. I think that was a big overcorrection from, you know, the messy days of the George era and, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, whatever it may be. I think they've overcorrected for many different reasons. They also want to have a stable manager. That's why, you know, they're not ever looking to fire anybody too quickly, or, you know, they're not looking to give away prospects. And that has come back to bite them. It also has worked out to a degree, because there's rarely a guy that Cashman sends in a trade that you look back on and say, man, I wish we still had that dude. It'll happen, but very rarely. this has to be the time where you give up something that hurts. And like, will you miss LeGrand? Hey, I'm sure you will. Will you miss Jason Dominguez? Maybe. Will you miss Will Warren? He's a good fifth starter. But the Yankees next year, I mean, you look at next year's starting rotation, what we're stacking up with. I mean, we still have the four of Cole, Cam, Fried, Rodon, and then Clark Schmidt will be back this September, but just talking starting pitching next year, he'll be built up and ready to go as a starting pitcher. You will still have Ryan Weathers as well, and then not to mention, you go more into the prospects, the Yankees are going to be just fine when it comes to depth of their starting pitching. So while I'm not too concerned about them willing to part ways with Will Warren, but the grand scheme of things, the package as a whole to get Miller, that four-man return that I'm suggesting of LeGrand, Hay, Warren, Elmer, and Jason Dominguez, is that going to hurt a little bit? Yeah, it will. Like, I'll miss some of those guys. But if you can acquire Mason Miller for that, you go out and do it. This is the time to do it. For everything we always talk about with Judge getting older, with the American League being so thin, which that I don't like to talk about that much because, okay, that can get you to the World Series. The only thing good about getting to the World Series is that it gives you a chance to win it. But that is a factor as well. The fact of you're getting this insane year from Kim. You may not have baseball next year. Everything that has been well documented by now, Yankees have to go all in one way or another. And you could apply that to the Mason Miller conversation. You could apply that to the trade deadline as a whole. If you're really about getting Tarek Skubal, you could apply that logic there as well. Bottom line is, don't be fooled by the fact that the Yankees have a really good bullpen ERA. And it is good. Compliment to Brian Cashman. He surprised me with that. And maybe I shouldn't have been surprised. He's been great in regards to that's probably the best thing to come from this Yankees era that they have succeeded with is creating a bullpen. Credit where it's due. But make no mistake, don't be fooled, yo. Like, this bullpen is not as good as it has pitched. So by default, we need to acquire relievers. But this isn't you go get Mason Miller because you need to acquire relievers. No, you go get Mason Miller because Mason Miller is one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he apparently is available. Again, Jeff Passan says definitely available. And we have the starting pitching, the young starting pitching that the Padres want. So this is an open possibility. This is real. Am I saying they're going to get Mason Miller? Not necessarily, but I'll tell you, I do think it's possible. Possible for the sense of what we just talked about, that he's available. The Yankees have what it takes to get the deal done if they want to make that deal happen. But in terms of the capital to get it done, they have that deal done. That's two boxes checked. And those are really only two boxes. And we're at the trade deadline. Padres are slipping out of it, or at least they're not, you know, doing that great. I also find that Boone soundbite very interesting that we played before from Talking Yanks, where he said there is a guy that he had in mind. He almost had kind of like a shit-eating grin on his face a little bit, where I'm trying to think, what could be a player that would make him smirk like that, or make him say, if those are just tuning in, it's when Jimmy asked about if Cashman were to say, we got him, who would Boone ultimately think, what player is that? The way that Boone looked, I can't imagine. Maybe it could be Skubal. It could be, but like, I can't imagine he makes that face, gives that response about it being Ryan Jeffers, who I like a lot, and I want things to acquire Ryan Jeffers. But that look that he gave in that clip, I think that's got Mason Miller all over it. I think the Yankees want Mason Miller. And that is the report going out, by the way, that the Yankees are expected to be interested. Some reports going as far as to say, like, they want to go all in on Mason Miller. From the big guys, from, you know, the guys that we really want to listen to for, like, beat reporters' sake and all that, it's been a general expectation, not so much source-based, but just, like, assumed. A lot of the credible reports are like, the Yankees are going to be interested. They're expected to be interested. Some are saying like, they've heard they are interested. Other reports from reputable, but you know, not guys I want to make a headline out of, are saying the Yankees are going all in on Mason Miller. I'm not going to make that the thumbnail of today's video. But the bottom line is, to wrap this up, you go all in. He is going to be available, and the Yankees are at the very least expected to be interested. And they have the capital to get this deal done. Let me know how you guys feel about this in the live chat, but also in the comment section later on. I've made my thoughts pretty clear at this point. You go out and you do this, because I can just picture it right now. Pick somebody. Who do you want? I can even throw Carlos Rodon in this mix. But I understand people are hesitant about Rodon, but we'll put him to the side for now. He's our fourth starter. If you don't like him that much, that's a pretty damn good fourth starter. But just picture this. Cole to Bednar to Miller. Cam to Miller. Straight shoot. Cam to Miller. Oh! Fried to Miller. Or heck, oh no, Carlos Rodon, our shitty fourth starter, gets into some trouble in the first. Base is loaded, but he only allows one run. He ends up somehow giving you 5 2/3, three runs. Oh, terrible outing. Passes it over to Brent Hedrick. Bednar, he's pitched 3 days in a row. Okay, well, Brent Hedrick to Mason Miller. Game over. oh no, the Yankees can't hit in the postseason. They only scored 3 runs today. That's enough. Thank you very much. That's all I needed. Thank you very much, Jazz, for the 2-run shot. Well, thanks for already up 1-0 thanks to a Giancarlo Stanton RBI single that came in the first. And we use that as a transition point to acknowledge this. And I want to make sure I mention this a lot because I'm part at fault here. Now, it was the report from the beat reporters that Aaron Boone did say Giancarlo Stanton was not close to returning. And I posted about that because it was a little bit frustrating, and it's kind of news that, all right, we don't even have a timeline generally in mind. Boone shut that down yesterday on Talking Yanks, acknowledging that while he did say that, he didn't mean it in the sense of, like, he's not close. And he says Stanton will be back in a reasonable amount of time. He says that report is not true, and we're going to hear from him in just a second here, but it sounds like actually that there is a good amount of progression with Giancarlo Stanton. The question is just, when is he going to return? Boone still doesn't know that, but it's not as bad as it initially seemed. Here is Boone on Stanton yesterday on Talking Yanks.
Yeah, that's not true. Like, he's actually doing pretty well. And
okay.
I think we'll be back in a reasonable amount of time.
Okay. Now, he doesn't like doing rehab assignments in the past. He just likes the direct machine. Would this be the same?
We'll see. I mean, it's obviously been a long time, so we'll have that conversation when we get closer to that. But I think he's closer than someone in our front office game. Did you tell the media that G wasn't close? I'm like, no, I just said I don't know when it is. So I think people assume that it's going to be this long time, which I don't anticipate it's going to be too long.
Very good. Okay, I like that because the front office hit him up and was like, yo, what are we saying here? Like, Stanton is not coming back. Seems like he's doing pretty well. Question, of course, is when is he going to come back? And that'll either be August or it'll be September. Right now, if I were to just have to operate under a certain assumption, I probably would just assume September. Question many people will still ask, and it's completely fair, but it's become more of a easier answer now with the somewhat decline of Paul Goldschmidt as the season has gone on. You're going to DH Stanton against right-handed pitching. Now, when he initially comes back, he's not going to be playing every single day. We know that. But ultimately, the true team, if Stanton is healthy, more often than not, at least, against a right-hander, you will see Stanton starting at DH. Now, the drawback of this is that that would mean Ben Rice has to play first base. I don't love Rice's defense at first. Not many people do. I don't think it's abysmal. There are times, though, where it's clear this dude's not a natural first baseman. I think he's gotten a lot better, but that's a big drawback of Stanton at DH means, all right, well, offensively, I'll take Stanton against righties over Goldschmidt, no doubt about it. And against lefties, Goldschmidt will DH, obviously. Or Goldschmidt will play first, Rice with DH. Not having Goldschmidt's defense at first is a drawback, certainly. But let's not forget, Giancarlo Stanton still is producing at a level that many people are ignoring. I understand the stats earlier this year weren't, like, amazing. He had a couple weeks where he wasn't great, and that led to, like, what he's at now, a 724 OPS in, like, 25 games. Got off the start of the season really good. He was good. But no, just look at last year, though. Remember, Giancarlo Stanton, when you go by rate stats, like just looking at his slash line, had the best season of his Yankee career last year. His best numbers he's put up, granted it was just 77 games, but his OPS was in the nines last year. It was his best offensive production overall, not a full season, a nice sample size of, yeah, like 77 games, where he was the best he's been since his 2017 MVP year. Giancarlo Stanton is still a force offensively. Now, I understand the frustration with his health, and I'm getting there too, where it's like, yo, we kind of need you. Where are you? But when he is healthy, not only does he change the landscape of the lineup, but he truly does provide quite a lethal amount of offensive production still at this age, batting fifth or wherever you want to put him, batting fifth if I were to guess. I think right now the Yankees lineup, if they just acquire Ryan Jeffers and that's the only bat they acquire, and Judge and Stanton do come back against righties, you're looking at Grisham, Rice, Judge, Bellinger batting fourth, Stanton fifth, sixth you probably would do Jazz, seventh Ryan Jeffers, 8, Ryan McMahon, 9, Jose Caballero, which that's a perfectly balanced lineup. That's a much deeper lineup. That's awesome. I still want an additional bat on top of that. But just working around the world where Stanton is coming back and Judge is coming back, which Judge is expected to come back. Let's start making sure that is known. Judge feels 10 times better. Judge says he's definitely coming back. The Yankees expect him to come back. So that's what we're going to be talking about going forward is assuming Judge is coming back. If he doesn't, we'll deal with it then. But right now, that's the expectation. You factor Stanton in on top of that, get Mason Miller with this pitching staff. I'm sorry, that 1-9, even with just Ryan Jeffers acquired as the main offensive addition, is good enough to win games in the postseason, a lot of games in the postseason, and maybe quite even easily. Now, defensively, I think this is going to be the best postseason team the league has had in a minute. Rice at first base concerns me a little bit, but you're just going to have to do that. If Stanton's healthy, you put him in at DH against righties. There's a big chance this team looks much different come October for many different reasons. Health, obviously, the trade deadline coming up, Mason Miller, I want him bad, whatever it may be, Ryan Jeffers, everything come to a head, the full grand picture here with health, the trade deadline, big acquisitions, surplus of acquisitions. We got to see what this, we got to let it all play out. But for those who are saying the season was over, or even this past weekend, you lose a couple games against the Dodgers, if God forbid, you know, they lose one of these two games against the Pirates today, the doubleheader, people so quickly are like, this team's ass, this team sucks, season's over. The season is not over. This team could end up being very, very good. Remains to be seen these next 2 weeks go, but I'm very excited for October. Very excited for October. Is everything going to work out perfectly? No, maybe Stanton doesn't come back. Maybe Yankees don't get Mason Miller. The true talent team for the 2026 Yankees is a squad that can win the World Series. Can this team that we're running out right now win it? No. No. But the true talent team can, particularly post-trade deadline and getting guys back healthy. So yes, Stanton, Boone shuts down that report, says he should be back in a reasonable amount of time. Max Fried was going to be back in a reasonable amount of time. Well, change of plans, he's back today. Last night, we were shocked to find out the news. Let me pull up the tweet here. Let me pull up the tweet here, because this was badass. This was box office by the Yankees. All of a sudden, without any beat reporter having the scoop or nobody reporting the news, you just check a Yankee Twitter notification, and you see Gerrit Cole game one, Max Fried game two. See you at the stadium tomorrow. Yep, Cole will go game one at 1 o'clock today for the doubleheader. Obviously, yesterday rained out, which I'm sure you're all well aware of by now. Max Fried will go game two. And here's how this is going to work. Now, some would say, oh, classic Yankees, don't know what they're doing injury-wise. They're rushing him back. Not really at all, because he was set to throw 60 pitches, 50 to 60 pitches today for his second rehab start. But what happened, obviously, with the rainout yesterday, and you did a doubleheader today, game two, essentially, what this tells me, was going to be a bullpen game. And instead of doing a full-on bullpen game, like we saw on Sunday against the Dodgers in game two, which worked out very well, but now you're essentially having a bullpen game just with Max Fried giving you four innings, and he gets to continue his rehab, throwing still just probably 50 to 60 pitches. Maybe that can get you four innings worth, and you just activate him to the big leagues today, continue his rehab in the big leagues, and instead of running a full-on bullpen game, you have four innings of Max Fried, then you go to your bullpen. So don't worry about the Yankees rushing Fried back here. That's not what's happening. He's still going to stick to the pitch count that was initially scheduled for him today at rehab. But this is awesome. This is awesome. Fried is officially back. We thought it was going to be until next week. But many things to discuss here. I mean, first of all, missed you. First outing since May 14th. Tonight will be obviously had the bone bruise, which at the time when he left that game in Baltimore, we were very scared because we knew it was something to do with his elbow. Turns out it was just the bruise. But yeah, this will be his first outing in over 2 months. And the first time where we see Fried and Cole on the roster together. Obviously, last year, Cole was out the entire time. Fried's first year where he was great. You don't have the two together. Now, for the first time, we do. And how about it? They're pitching together in this doubleheader. I mean, this is going to be box office. And in the case of just the overall outlook coming ahead and going forward, we talk about the true talent team. Max Fried's obviously a big part of that. And you always think like, oh, like Max Fried will be back. That's cool. Aaron Judge will be back. There's a big difference when you actually see it happen. When you see the news, this guy is activated. It becomes obviously much more tangible. It's like, okay, Fried is here. Fried is part of the Yankees again. And now, while he's still going to be building back up over the next couple weeks, but you see, let's say, Cole pitch well today. You see Fried pitch well today. And then pitching well against the Dodgers did this for me too, where it's like, all right, things aren't going great right now, but I can see the horizon. I can see the light a little bit. And if you were to get a good start from Fried and Cole today, or just in general, like back-to-back days from in 2 weeks from now, like Cam and Cole pitching well against Tampa Bay or whatever it may be, like when those sort of things happen, it reminds you that this team can be really good. All the optimism that we talk about on here, which is just the fact that this season is not over, we have a chance to do something this year, heavily revolves around the starting rotation. Max Fried heavily revolves around him. Gerrit Cole, Cam Schlittler, Carlos Rodon, who's your fourth starter. That's a really good fourth starter in the postseason. Again, the foundation is all laid for the Yankees to do some damage this year and actually make something happen. That sounded so cliche, do some damage this year. But you know what I'm saying. This trade deadline is pivotal. The most pivotal of Brian Cashman's career. It's Cash God season, yo. We got 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. 12 days until the August 3rd deadline at 6 p.m. You guys know where I stand, yo. I want Mason Miller bad, and he's definitely available per Jeff Passan, and the Yankees are interested. Make it happen. Make it happen. Otherwise, they're going to get a catcher. We know that. Ryan Jeffers probably going to be the dude, and I like him a lot. Will they do on top of that? Well, it remains to be seen. But ultimately, if you were to tell me the deadline is going to be Ryan Jeffers and Mason Miller, I'm not saying I don't want more. I do, but like I don't need to even be asking questions. I'll just let the rest happen. As far as I'm concerned, you get me those two guys, you get me a catcher and Mason Miller, let's roll. Let's roll. Click like on the stream if you do not mind it. This is about a great deal. Doubleheader today. Again, Cole in game one, Fried in game two. It's a 1 p.m. start for game one, 7 p.m. for game two. We won't be live for the first game, but I think we're going to do a watch party for Fried's return in game two. So I'll see you guys later tonight on the watch party. But for now, have a great rest of your day. Go Yanks. Ideally, they take two today. The Yankees are better than the Pirates. Had a good win on Monday in game one. And the Rays did win last night, so we enter play today two games back of first place in the AL East. Red Sox are going for their, 15th straight win? Whatever. I'll worry about them when we have to. For now, tunnel vision on Tampa Bay. Forget even that. Tunnel vision, just winning games. You should beat the Pirates both times today. I'm well aware it's baseball, but whatever. Go take care of business. See you guys tonight for the watch party. And yeah, drop a comment down below on how you feel about this whole thing with Mason Miller. I'm sure there's going to be some disagreement on my urgency of wanting him. But just understand how quickly these postseason games can go by if you're passing it from Cam to Bednar to Miller, Fried to Bednar to Miller, Cole to Hedrick to Miller, whatever it may be. It can be a fun 2 weeks. Hopefully. At the very least, it'll be fascinating. I'll see you guys next time. Until then, I'll see you guys tonight. Until then, let's go Yanks.